بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حضرت ام سلمہ رضی اللہ عنہ says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came home very sad and worried. She thought that he was not well and asked as to what had happened. The reply was that he had received 7 dinars the previous night and that they were still lying by the corner of his bed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to receive gifts, but he spent them immediately, whether it was during the day or night, and whether he was well or unwell. He did not rest until everything had been spent. Even at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was extremely ill in his final illness, there was no oil in the lamp. Even though there were 7 gold coins in the house, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Aisha radiallahu anha did not think of buying some oil with that money. Here the author Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakaria rahimahullah, Shaykhul Hadith, writes about his own father who he says never liked to keep any money with him at night. He was always in debt and owed 7 or 8 thousand rupees at the time of his death. If he had any money at night, he would immediately send it to his creditors and the small change was given to the children. He would say that he never liked this filth to be with him at night as death could come suddenly. I have heard, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah says, that I have heard about Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahimahullah, that he used to receive many gifts which he would give away. In fact, after that more things were received, he felt unhappy and he would say, "Oh no, more gifts have come, more gifts have arrived." Finally, he gave away even his clothes and told his close friend, Maulana Abdul Qadir Rahimahullah, to lend him clothes to wear. The awliya of Allah Ta'ala, the saints, the pious buzugs, they behave in amazing manner. They have a strong wish to leave from this dunya, from this world, empty-handed, just as they were born, and not to leave behind any worldly wealth. Subhanallah.